having such a good time, and I hate to spoil it myself. You know, and the whole time I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the middle of Shloishim, and I'm so happy and having a good time. And one side of the heart is broken and crying. The other side of the heart is laughing, and there are tears of joy to my wife and myself and my kids and grandchildren to be part of such a wondrous chevra. I don't know what to say. Each one of the honorees, Cham Yoshio HaKoin, Sam, Evelyn, and Moshe, and Rivka, Ephraim, and Jessica. When I say those names are so dear to me. The people are so dear to me. All of the words that have been spoken are just a tiny little drop in the ocean that I can't possibly express. What my wife said on the video, she's talking about how this year, recently, and then a few months ago, we had to be so much on the receiving end, and how much we felt more than ever before that this is our family. There are no words that I could find to thank you, the honorees and the rest of the chevra. Just listening to everybody, it's so geschmack. The chevra is so geschmack. It's such a pleasure to be part of this world. And I was thinking, you know, what's the inyan of getting together for a dinner every year? So, besides the obvious thing for the, you know, the zohar of the kesef, the nechayshes of keeping a mishkan, you know, keeping a holy place up and running. Obviously, there are things that have to be done to take care of that. But on a deeper level, what is this inyan of getting together? And you know, if a Jew would have been sitting many years ago in a base medrash, let's say in Shushan Habira, and be learning, they didn't have the Daf Yomi then, but be sitting and learning, and there'd be a little bit of a commotion, a tumult, and he'd pick up his head and he'd say to the guys, "What's going on?" So they said, "Did you hear this? Did you hear that Vashti was killed? You heard that Vashti was killed?" And you know how it is. You hear some news in the mikveh, in the mismedrash. It's interesting. You talk about it for a minute or two, and you go back to your learning. And then sometime later, somebody was tumbling, and they were talking, and they asked what happened. So they said, "Did you hear that there was this girl? We never heard of her. This Esther, some Yesoima, that she was made into the queen." Okay, it's interesting. And so it was with everything that happened over those years, because it took years. We read the story, it takes a few minutes, but it took place over quite a few years. And only at the end, be you able to take a look and to see how everything was connected in such a remarkable way. All the characters, all the events were wound together in such a miraculous way. There's a certain koach in the world that's called Amalek. And the koach of Amalek is Asher Koach HaBaderech. Baderech means the following. What does it mean, that attack upon the way? It means there's a reason, Chevra. There's a reason why Hashem has brought all of us together. Al HaDerech. Each one of us. So Rani was talking about the old days in Sheepshead Bay. And I'm from Queens, and my wife's from Canarsie, and they're heavy here from other countries and all different places, New York and outside of New York. Each one with his derech, with her derech, a journey in life. And I mentioned, when I spoke on the thing, I mentioned that achrayus is on the word acher, the other. there's a certain tome in the world of Amalek that wants us not to notice the other person who somehow has been brought together with us on our personal journey through life. Somehow to not to see, to forget. It's that koach that takes you apart and makes you feel that you're alone. When my wife said how we felt so loved, we felt surrounded, we felt that we were part of something very, very beautiful. It's not a matter of numbers. We felt that somehow my wife and I found each other. Hashem brought us together on our journey. And then he made a shidduch with all of the chevra. And achrayis means, when you're talking about Sam polishing the Aron Kodesh, the benches, and Ephraim day and night, handling the things from the shul, and Moshe on the phones, all of these things. What they really mean is that each one feels part of something greater, and each one is looking to see the other along this journey of life that Hashem brought us together. Amalek is a certain koach that tells you to look the other way, not to see that. You know, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life was to get Chaim Yoshio, Sam, to agree to this. Seriously, Evelyn was absolutely impossible. I couldn't. And it was gracious of her to come up to get the flowers. Really, Chaim Yoshio, you know, his whole mitzvah is to be invisible. But you know what did it for Chaim Yoshio? You know what did it for him? The words that he shared with me as a fantastic former shortstop speaking to a pretty good left fielder. He said, I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team. I think that's what this night is about. Hashem wants us to gather together, to have this funny little night, to have this sweet night of joking and chavishaft, being together, to have this little night where he brings us back, like Charlie began, to be grateful and to look at each other and to remind ourselves of the others that Hashem has brought us together with in our journey, and how fortunate we are to be part of this. How fortunate we are. I was thinking of something my daughter Suri said last week, or 2 weeks ago. We were talking about my father, Alav Shalom. It wasn't far from here when we lived in Far Rockaway. It wasn't far. And often on Yom Tov, my parents would want to give us a break. There were Kanayin Harav, a lot of kids, and it was a busy household. And we lived on Jarvis Avenue right by Teg, which you know is right by the beach. And it's a few minutes walk to the Atlantic Beach Bridge. And my parents would sometimes on a Yom Tov when they'd be over, they would say, we'll take the kids. And they would go with the strollers and everybody, and they would head out over the Atlantic Beach Bridge for a walk with the kids to give us a little bit of a break. I mean, to give my wife mostly a break. I took breaks very often. Or to make me not feel guilty for having a break. And Siri said the other day, we were talking about her grandfather, about my father, Allah Shalom. And Siri said they were once sitting on the bench, and Siri with my father, and she was looking out at the ocean, and she said to my father, she said, Zaidi, it's so beautiful. She was 8 years old, she said. She said, it's so beautiful, Zaidi. It's so beautiful. And my father said, Siri, I was just looking at you and thinking the same thing. And that's what I'm feeling right now, looking at you. And that's what Hashem Zohar wants us to feel about each other, about the Acher. And when you feel that, then Achrayis is not, you know, an English responsibility. A chreis is not just an honor, a privilege. It's the greatest delight. There's nothing better in the world than to feel an achrayis for a chever, for an extended family. So to take one for the team. I like that. I like to think of us as a team. And to take one for the team is what it means to be a Jew. I try to tell that to the kids when they become bar mitzvah. To take one for the team. That you're part of a great team. An ancient team. And it's the bottom of the ninth and the bases are loaded. It's a 3-2 count. You're down by 3 runs. And you're up at bat. To feel that way. To feel that. So I'll end, I'll tell you a little story I just remembered. There was a very, very big Chabad Chassid in the last generation. His name was Reb Zalman Moshe Yitzchaki. Reb Zalman Moshe Yitzchaki was a big, big Oved Hashem from the old Chabad Chassidim and a very, very big medaktik in Halacha. He was very careful with Halacha. Very, very careful. Ad kedei kach that he used to listen to Kriyas Megillah. He would have people lay in the Megillah for him many times on Purim Day. So maybe, you know, Ephraim would already give some medication for such a thing. Nowadays we know how to identify some of these things. Right? But he was a big Yirei Shammai. And I read once in a sefer that this tzaddik of Zalman Moshe, it was the 8th Megillah learning of the day. 8th Megillah learning. Had somebody come to learn Megillah for him. And the guy's laying the Megillah. And in the middle of the Megillah, you can imagine that Zalman Moshe already had a couple of drinks. And in the middle of Megillah laying, Zalman Moshe calls out, "Valange drosha dafnemen abisal mashke." For such a long speech, you have to take a little bit of schnapps, no? And they poured him a little bit of schnapps, and he says, "L'chaim, l'chaim." Now you could. In Halacha, what happened over there, no. It was his 8th time. See, he was Yaitse. Falange drosha daf nemen abyssal mashke. Our history is very, very long. Falange drosha, the story of the Jewish people. Our little piece of that story that's 27 years plus, the Shina Langa Drasha. We get together every now and then, Shanaman Abyssal Mashke, to make a lachaim to each other. That even though we can't officially shake hands right now, and we have to be careful, nevertheless, Hashem is, I believe, smiling upon us and wishing together with us, l'chaim, 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 tovim, l'sholem. For each and every one of you, my wife and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you've done for us, for each other, for the shul. Should be l'chaim, 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 l'bracha, l'chaim ad olam, that we should be zayach mitzvah Hashem as a team. As a team that has taken hits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like all other Jews, to be able to come together and to have our special section in Yerushalayim. When it comes time for the big yontif of Mashiach Tzakeinu, maybe I may not have made it.